If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Oh, the plot thickens. Could there be a novel written like this with so many different contingencies? But before I begin today's show, I just want to send out my congratulations to Barack Obama and his family for the purchase of an $8.4 million house right in the heart of Washington. Just go up and Google it. You want to talk about something beautiful? I mean, it's absolutely a knockout. And I've got to say, he's got good taste. This joins his home in Chicago, and I think he's got another one. And maybe Hawaii. Pretty good for a guy who talks about the middle class and oppression, just like all those other self-righteous hypocrites posing as Democrats. But congratulations, Barack. You did it, and you put one over on almost all of society here, and here's the scary part. You're still putting it over. In the midst of all of these allegations on both parties, we're just unable to move forward. You know, you always hear the administration say, with Sean Spicer or any spokesperson come on and say, you know, we can handle many things at a time. But they can't. And the reason, and I think the single reason that they can't, is the fighting that's going on at the very top. This terrible power struggle that we're seeing, and our situation isn't going to be resolved. You know, I was even thinking, let's get James Baker back, one of the great chief of staffs of any White House. Let's get him back. And I found out, I knew he was in his 80s, but he's 87 years old. Still looks, you know, pretty darn good. But not at 87 do I feel he could handle this, or could anybody else at that age. So unless they get someone in with Donald Trump, can say, look, you're the now chief of staff. I'll run the country. I want you to run the White House and the inside. I want you to do all the hiring. I want you to do all the firing. And this seems to be incongruent with his personality. Look, I'm a Trump supporter. And if anybody ever hated Hillary more than they did a couple of days ago, all you have to look at is her press conferences and her speeches. She is nothing short of despicable. So while Trump is trying to figure out how to get this White House straightened out, Hillary Clinton is on a blame game tour, blaming Jim Comey, who of course helped her as much as he hurt her, blaming the DNC, which is absolutely absurd, her big alliance. blaming the fake media. Did anybody ever tell Hillary that the fake media is on the left? And nobody likes a bad loser. I had no fondness for Al Gore, but when he lost in that close race, determined in the Florida election, he just dignified, he left. And that was it. I would like to give that same compliment to John Kerry, except he's such an atrocious person. Anybody who stands up, the people who support him during an election by not showing up at the farewell greeting at Copley Square in Boston is just a piece of garbage. That perfectly fits John Kerry's profile. So here we go, standing offs. Now we've got a lot of subplots in this movie. Because, and I wish I could get excited about them, but I already know the outcome. Because the whole system is rigged. You know, if this system weren't rigged, Robert Mueller would not be the chief investigator in this upcoming Comey case. He's already sent out hints that this could be biased against Donald Trump. And his background alone, how is it possible in a world that's supposed to have the foundation of sanity, which it doesn't, so there goes the original premise, how is it possible that Robert Mueller, for quote, all the respect, remember all the respect James Comey had? Right. Robert Mueller and James Comey are friends. They lived in the same neighborhood. They socialized. And now you've got Robert Mueller investigating James Comey? Come on. Where is the Republican Party? Every time a critical issue comes up, you leave by saying, oh, if only the Democrats were in control of the Congress, the Senate, and the presidency. And then you get shaken a little, or at least I do, and I say, whoa, wait a minute. Aren't the Republicans in charge of the House, the Senate, and the presidency? Then you sit back and try to reason it out. It's very hard to come to a conclusion. I'm not the only one. Great minds like Pat Buchanan, Newt Gingrich. Same problem. How do you reason this out? Well, I don't know whether it's the influence in part of the Saudi Arabian money lobby, whether it's the old you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours, or what specifically it is, or they're just plain gutless. And the ones who aren't run into a stone wall, like Trey Gowdy. For one example, Jim Jordan of Ohio, they get nowhere. And if I had to have one overriding question about what's going on in American political society today, that question would be, how could this be happening? How is it possible that this could be happening? People have been contacting me and saying, well, it's finally going to break. We've got a couple of stories coming out here. Susan Rice is being subpoenaed along with John Brennan, a bona fide liar, and Samantha Power, ambassador to the United Nations, to me, nothing but a Marxist. They're being subpoenaed to be talking about unmasking the personalities in the White House about the Florida, about the Russian affiliation and the Russian influence in the elections. Russia's influenced every election. We have influenced or tried to influence elections. Barack Obama in Europe, Barack Obama in Israel. What he did with Israel was blatantly illegal. Doesn't matter. So I've said to these people, I said, oh, here we go in the headlines again. Investigation opens. If there's one masking, there can probably be a justification for it. But now we've got several people. What's the ambassador of the United Nations doing involved in the unmasking? Well, how long ago was Susan Rice involved as ambassador of the United Nations? So I know how this will come out. I know there'll be, tinges of publicity saying they're in trouble. And I mean, this is jail time. It's jail time. It's not going to matter. Because like Lois Lerner and Eric Holder and everybody else involved in these scandals, they just disappear. You know what Barack Obama said. There isn't a semblance or a tinge, a smidgen, he used. He said, there isn't a smidgen of scandals in my administration. Maybe the only one that hasn't had one. So when you get into debates with people about this, where do you go in the debate? I mean, come on, where do you go? There's no way to go because there's no discussion. Ran into someone yesterday who said, you know, let's discuss what's going on. I already know his position. I said, I'll tell you, let me have a nice quiet day. Except I do this every morning, and it's my release of frustration, like most people's. Coming back, this is Stu Taylor.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Schweitzer, author of Clinton Cash, and I was just on the radio with Stu Taylor, one of the best talk show hosts in America.
All right, back with all the scandals, and scandals to be, and scandals suppressed, and scandals that will never come to the forefront because the real scandals are involved in the Democrat Party. 10 months and counting to find information on Trump, and every morning, you know, you open up, you look at Morning Joe. Joe. You know, I've spent about six different times with Joe Scarborough and interviewed him. A terrific guy, really, really smart. I cannot believe what he's turned into, what he's morphed into. It's part of what you have to do if you're part of MSNBC. I've said it here on this show many times about, and it's not that I do this 1,000 times, but I've done enough studio interviews and network interviews in addition to MSNBC, Fox. I've done CNN and Showbiz Today, and I could go on and on. It's, you know, this is all. Hey, listen, it's PR. You know, you do it and then you use it for PR. They have a lot of people on there, and there are different reasons. And when you go into a studio, you generally meet with one of the producers. And I can't say it happens all the time because once they know who you are, you don't have to go through it. Fox knew I was very conservative. There was never a problem. MSNBC, on the other hand, although they had mentioned that they would love to get me on, I mean, they're just not going to tell you because of your political affiliation. But when they ask you about your political affiliation, I mean, you just don't lie. I might say I'm a right-wing conservative, but I won't bring these extreme views to the airways. Because I want to go back. So they bring me on for, you know, J.J. Rambrig's show, her business show that's been on Sunday mornings for 8 years, Your Business. Still on. Great show. And we're, in a sense, all under the influence of microphones and cameras. This is the part that amazes me the most. It just does. I don't want to say this and curse myself. I've been doing radio a lot of years. And I used the S word once. Just once in all these years. Because I conditioned myself from the beginning. Listen, I'm not a guy who walks around with a foul mouth, but come on. Everybody will use a word here or there. And the reasons were I got frustrated. I had a big guest on. I thought there was an electrical breakdown, and my producer had dropped the phone. Anyway, it wasn't a big deal. But I hear so many seasoned pros who do this, and you just don't do it. And I never feel that I'm in a compromising position. I never feel that when I'm talking with you like this, and I go to say, and then I don't know whether it's conditioning or what, but I don't do it in my public life. So I don't have to change personalities. If a Republican gets involved in something like this on the airways, it becomes front page news. If it's a Democrat, you don't hear anything about it. How much have you seen from ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN on Barron Trump's shaken moments and trauma about this 11-year-old kid seeing his father with a makeshift head bleeding being held on television? Think about it. You may say, gee, it's common sense. It's an 11-year-old kid who undoubtedly has been under tight wraps and will continue to be so. Something like that, and this Kathy Griffin, whom I have seen once for a stretch on New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper, that nothing Anderson Cooper. I've seen her behavior. It's foul. It's distasteful. Now, I know I'm sounding like Mother Teresa, and I don't mean to. Where are the limits in our society, and to whom do these limits pertain? It's obviously a major double standard. And this piece of you-know-what, Kathy Griffin, this 56-year-old performer, she calls herself a comedian. She's like Steve Colbert and Bill Maher and so many other of them. Al Franken, still a comedian. I mean, Congress is never, and he's a lousy comedian to boot. And they can say anything they want and go unscathed. It's every single day you see this in the news. There's never a day that doesn't go by. And then there are these borderline statements made by Republicans. And it turns into a front page story, and this person should resign. I wouldn't object to that if they held the same standards on the left. But they don't. They don't. And I would like to see, I mean, it's not something I'm ever going to spearhead. But I would like to see some fight, some organization, some right-wing money matters. I'd like to see a fight back against, it seems to be unjustifiable odds, but the real unjustifiable odds should be in the hands of the Republicans. And they're not. So as long as we're victimized by this, and I say we are, because the uneducated, ignorant, or in a lot of cases stupid American public just doesn't get it. They don't get it. And ultimately, you can say anything you want. If it comes down to the elections and people with no information listen to Hillary talk about the vendetta against her, they're going to a rage defender and vote for her. Oh, no, I'm just giving an example, a hypothetical. It's not going to happen. I don't know if you're watching any of these talks she's giving. I mean, I just find it incomprehensible. What planet is she living on? Don't go back and blame people for your losses. All right, more coming up. I'm at 888-205-2263. If you want to call in, 888-205-2263.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken
Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Sam Adams, and a friend of Stu Taylor. He's a great interviewer. He brings out the best in everybody that he talks to, and he helped me sell some books. Cheers.
Sarah Vaughan, one of the great songs ever. As we return and talked about the upcoming exoneration of Susan Rice, Samantha Power, and Jonathan Brennan, a bona fide liar. It's amazing how some people, no matter what they do, they get the shaft. On the other hand, what's going on the other side? Well, let me stick with this side for a second. Because I could go back and forth like a bouncing ball all day. High up on the list of revolting people, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It's now blaming the House administration for not stopping her from making false statements and invoking a criminal investigation. She's blaming others for her aberrant, unlawful behavior. How unusual is this? It's not. It's commonplace. That was into a congressional network security policy. Pretty serious stuff. But once again, you know, like the comfort and luxurious life of Lois Lerner, the IRS liar, who's living on still, I think, $100,000 a year pension. You know, if I did something wrong and got that penalty, I'd say, this is great. Where can I commit my next crime? Now we've got the Robert Mueller, James Comey situation coming up, and what a joke that is. Nothing's going to happen with this. I would have predicted nothing would happen anyway. But nothing's going to happen. Because who do you think Comey's in the saddle with? Bob Mueller, buddies, friends, live in the same area, out socially. The probability of anything happening without this arrangement would be small. The probability of anything coming of this now is non-existent. Comey is part of the establishment, a real crony, and so full of himself that it just defies imagination. So many people who knew Comey in Washington have said that this guy is so full of himself, it's unbelievable. So there won't be anything that's going to happen there. I just don't think you're going to see it happen. On the international front, I mean, and I'm only scratching the surface here. I could go through this all day. I mean, the Trump Russia a lie every day. I can't believe they're still talking about it. Can't believe it. Something comes up with the Democrats. Oh, there's nothing here. Let's move on. How do you get a visible uproar from the American opposition, the true American patriots? I think running these parades, these protest movements, I think they serve to create awareness, especially for those people on the line and don't have the sophistication. I don't recommend the Republicans do that. I recommend that the Republican Congress finally wake up and take a stern line. Now, notice, I haven't said I wake up and say I hope there's some kind of a presidential order here to go after this. I wouldn't mind seeing anybody go over to Kathy Griffin and pressing charges. But it just doesn't happen. So when you read the headlines in the morning or you watch them on television or you see them on the computer, my first reaction is, boy, this is potentially exciting. And I know there's stuff that's supposed to be coming up with the Clintons. Let's wait and see. It doesn't matter because it's been 25 or 30 years and nothing has ever stuck, so there's no optimism there. But every time I see these headlines surface, my response is, oh, wow. And then 30 seconds later, it's so what? Nothing will happen. But one of the big announcements here coming up, and it seriously is a bigger one than you might think, is Trump announcing a climate decision on Thursday. Right now, the odds are he'll vote against it, and I hope he does. There were those critics who say, you know, you can modify like Obamacare and you can modify NAFTA. You can modify the climate decision. I'm not a scientist, but I'll bet you the farm that 99% of the problems that we're experiencing are not a result of human beings' misappropriation towards the elements, but more the sun just in one of these cycles getting a little closer to the earth. And do you know how much more powerful the sun is than billions of Americans on earth? A lot, folks. Now, this is a big issue because there are going to be a lot of people who are talking about how this affects a lot of how we deal with other people. But I think it's time to expose this farce and accept the consequences of exposing it and having the courage and convictions to do it. I think Trump has the courage and convictions, but I've also seen him on a political basis, a political level, compromise certain issues like health care and others that he embarked upon because there's a little part of him that says, I'm not sure they're all going to let me do this alone, and that means I've got to fight everyone. Boy, what I love about 10 minutes in his head. So, Congress continues to probe into another meeting with Russians. The White House unveils a list of 6 ex lobbyists granted ethics waivers. And CNN's Jeffrey Toobin, outstanding attorney, Trump write that Comey's a showboat. Man, this is a showboat, I'll tell you. We still have all these other issues we can't get to. The budget, really getting started on the wall. You see the numbers that are coming out. This is a big job. I think we have, 900 miles of the wall? It's working. It's definitely working. And everything that can be stalled by the confrontational Democrats and Chuck Schumer is being stalled. And the bottom line is it good for America? And the answer is no. Let's get started on infrastructure. Infrastructure is common ground. Everybody agrees on how we need it. The question is the dollar amount. But no, we've got to concentrate on subpoenaing Michael Flynn and Michael Cohen, and I think that's fine. It's just got to go on under the radar. I don't have very much respect for Michael Flynn, and I don't have very much respect for this going on. But it doesn't go on with Democrats who have been evasive, abusive of American policy. A key to all of this, which will all be tied in together, is whether we can find the White House leaker. Now, I'm not part of the Secret Service. I should perhaps talk to a couple of people who I know very, very well in a couple of the services to find out why this can't happen. Why is this impossible? All right, we'll wrap things up with more issues of the day.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio. Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
All right, back with our final segment, and some news bits, news tidbits we haven't covered here. Excuse me. One of the few senators in Congress that I like and respect, I don't agree with him 100% of the time, but whom do you agree with 100% of the time, is John Cornyn. When he says something, I will at least listen. He says the Senate will repeal and replace Obamacare by July. That would be a mountain of a hill of accomplishment, or if conversely of defeat, if it's one of these rush jobs. But we're being assured by, you know, the likes of a number of people in Congress, and always hate to bring him up. I think he's power-driven, untrustworthy. That's Paul Ryan, who pretty much has said things along the same line. Mike Lee, another representative in the Republican Party whom I have respect for, now says, and I don't know where the information is coming from, but Senate will repeal and replace, Comey will not say that Trump pressured him. This is going to be very interesting to see the outcome. Two people in a room, one word against the other. Both of them have high degrees of believability. Both of them have high degrees of unbelievability. I know that Comey isn't going to get prosecuted. That we know. But I would like to see some kind of reprimand here. James Woolsey, the former CIA director, he's been a guest on this show. You can hear his kind testimonial. And he said, I would have advised against Russia at meetings. Good sound thinking. Too late right now. Water over the dam. Trump trying to control things that he was once able to do that he can't right now. Perhaps one of the more profound statements made. A threat to America and a threat to the American economy. It's by Rush Limbaugh, whom I have a tremendous respect for. He says that Russia, that Trump must openly, notoriously quit climate control. You know, in a lot of deals in life, whether they're good or bad, one way to keep them from accelerating in conversation, debate, and mindless ongoing rhetoric and bureaucracy is to terminate them. You know, it's like some girl seeing some guy, and he, you know, every once in a while may get a little too aggressive, or you know what to do? It's a bad sign. Just get rid of him. It's a bad sign here with what's going on with climate control. And I think it's by and large, and is always the statisticians and scientists who will support it. Many, many of them will support it because they're getting funding. It's easy to sit in and say, you know, I think I'll take this position. And then I think they begin to justify it and rationalize it in their own minds. I think Rush Limbaugh is right. I think it should be entirely taken away, and let's make a strong statement. On the other hand, then, you've got people for whom I have a lot less respect for than I used to, from the series of events and his lack of support for Trump, and then coming kissing the feet of Trump going into the White House. That's Mitt Romney. Boy, another another prototypical politician. And because of the lack of them, I said, I love Romney. I've interviewed him. I've met him. A gentleman. See, it's not enough when you're running state and government policy. He says that we should stay in the Paris Climate Agreement. That's because I think Romney is part of this, you know, you could say Gang of Eight, which is now, I don't know how big, probably a gang of hundreds. The deck is so stacked against what Donald Trump is trying to do. Chris Ruddy of Newsmax, the head of Newsmax, says Trump and the White House need to focus on big agenda items. Here's where I think is the stall in this administration. Trump can't do it. He can't do it. Because all he has to hear, and I'm excluding the Kathy Griffin thing because I would have gone more ballistic on that one. But by and large, Trump can't stay out of these side issues. And he could afford to do it when he was running his huge business conglomerate. And with all the help, it doesn't work that way in the presidency. There are different rules. And a lot of people jump emotionally. They react. Former Speaker of the House, and I'm glad you're gone, orange skin, John Boehner. We put him next to Trump. Trump with his hair and Boehner with his skin. He's now coming out. And this is what I don't understand. You have a position. You've been around Congress or playing the game for 30 years. And you don't know how to stick with a story. Boehner now coming out and talking about his critique and numerous issues with Donald Trump. And saying they were exaggerated. You know, it's almost better not to say anything than to come out and make a confession. But this is politics, folks. This is Washington. That's why so many of our great movies focus around these issues. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,